8 days away till the Oregon Ducks kick off the 2024 campaign against the Vandals of Idaho. I-D-A-H-O. Idaho, Idaho. Go, go, go. Great champ. Second favorite champ. Number one champ, Grants Pass High School. Ooh, Hungawa. Cavemen got the power.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one, huh? Yeah. I'm a big Chance guy. Look, big Chance. You can get me going.
I played one for my wife this weekend because I said, hey, just be aware. Starting in the morning, it's going to be really loud, and you're going to hear this a lot. And I played the war chant for Florida State.
Oh, Florida State, yeah.
And I was like, I played like somebody recorded it like down on the field pregame, and it was just deafening.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And she was like, oh my God. I go, yeah, imagine 75,000 people doing that to start a game.
That'd be pretty sweet.
It's pretty loud.
Yep.
And I was like, that's why I knew college football was back, because I got that like in the chest giddy, like, this is fun. And then like little goosebumps.
Yeah.
75,000 people doing the war chant.
You get the tingles.
It's pretty rad.
You get a stadium doing anything except for the wave, and yeah. You can get me on board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get me on board because the wave just means it's a blowout.
Yeah, but I mean, the war chant hits different.
Yep, it hits different. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's super annoying if you're an opposing fan base, and it can be very annoying even if you're rooting for the team. But 100,000 people at Neyland Stadium singing Rocky Top,
that's
pretty cool the first 80 times. And then the second quarter comes, and you're like, all right, can we tone it down a little bit?
Penn State singing Mo Bamba.
Yeah, they do. They sing Mo Bamba. Or they do, also on the wideouts, they do the,
The Seven Nation Army, yeah.
College football is back, and I love it, and I need more of it injected in my veins. Can't wait to see what the Irish folks have on tap for us tomorrow. Probably not a lot.
A lot of Guinness.
A lot. They'll have that on tap. Mm. They will have that on tap. What they'll also have is Nick Saban. He is in Dublin. He was in a pub with Pat McAfee on the Pat McAfee show. And as he was holding his mic up to his face, Nick Saban was like two hands, like a child. His voice didn't project loud enough for the mic to pick up. He was having a conversation with McAfee, and they brought up Dan Lanning at Oregon.
Texas, Oklahoma coming into the SEC. We got Oregon, Washington coming into the Big Ten. Oregon is expected to be able to just win the Big Ten. Texas potentially going to win the SEC. Whole new world for these people. What are their thoughts, you think, going in, the coaches?
Well, I think both those programs are, you know, Dan Lanning's a really good coach. He's
you like Dan? 37, right? 38 years old?
Yeah. Yeah, well, he was a GA for us.
Yeah, and then he told you to go to hell, and he went for Georgia.
Yeah.
And I
actually wanted to hire him. You know, my theory of having all these young guys on the staff and developing them was to get them a job at Memphis State and then be able to rehire them. Well, when all like these guys started coaching, Kirby, Pruitt, Billy Napier, Mike Loxley, they all hired them before I could hire them.
That's unbelievable.
So, kind of blew up on them.
Yeah, your coaching tree is too successful, Nick. Your coaching tree got too successful. And when you talk about Dan Lanning at Alabama, remember, this was at a time where he was kind of in limbo. Like, he talks about this often in that he had a paying job at Sam Houston State and then took the leap and said, if I want to make it to the big time and I'm going to bet on myself, I'm going to gamble on myself. 2015, I think with two kids, he said, I'm going to take a job as a GA. And as he tells a story, like his wife said, well, it better work out for us. Think it has. He's done really well for himself. But he came to Alabama as a GA after being a position coach at Sam Houston State. And Saban is saying, I tried to keep him. I tried to hire him. And then he went off to Memphis, was, as he said, you know, get these guys, go to Memphis State and then rehire him back. By that point, Kirby Smart had got the job at Georgia and said, I want you to be my defensive coordinator, because we remember who the defensive coordinator was at Alabama at the time? Tosh Lapoy, who is now the defensive coordinator for Dan Lanning at Oregon.
Weird.
And so everything being so cyclical, he wanted Lanning back, but he kind of saw that rising star of a coach in Lanning going to Georgia.
Hadn't done that path already.
Yeah. That is one of the things where you hear the media hype around Dan Lanning, mm-hmm. and people are like, what has Dan Lanning done? What has he proven as a head coach? This is why people in the media are so high on Lanning. Is one, his record is ridiculous, mm-hmm. in two seasons, but it's also because of guys like Nick Saban and Kirby Smart vouching for him.
Yeah, and that matters because those guys, they don't need to put their neck out for anybody.
No.
They don't. And when they do, it's because it's real.
And think of the three head coaches that he has worked for under,
mm-hmm.
most recently, because he also had Todd Graham, mm-hmm. which was Pitt, Arizona State.
Yeah.
Think of the three other guys that he has coached with. Mike Norvell,
mm-hmm.
at Florida State, which snubbed last year college football playoff,
sure.
in many people's eyes. Kirby Smart and Nick Saban. Those are the three head coaches that are all claiming him under their coaching, mm-hmm. tree. Okay? And that, when you have those three guys, though, that vouch for you, that's where the media,
yeah.
is molding their perception of Dan Lanning.
Because what do they gain if he goes out there and flames out? Nothing.
Nothing.
So they're not just doing this just to do it.
They're gassing him up,
yeah.
because he's their guy.
Yeah.
He is their guy, and he has also been pretty damn successful reshaping how people think of Oregon as a recruiter, because Mario Cristobal, and again, we'll say it, Willie Taggart, laid that groundwork that, no, you can recruit at Oregon. And then Lanning has totally reshaped that as Oregon can be a national power in recruiting.
Taking the ball and run with it, so to speak.
And then they have won a boatload of football games. Now, one thing that I didn't like about that is you asked this question yesterday. You said, you know, do you like the fact that people talk about Oregon as, you know, a contender?
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I didn't like about that was Pat McAfee when he said, you know, people think Oregon's just going to go walk into the Big Ten and win it. Now, I don't think that, because Ohio State is, again, one of the most talented, if not the most talented teams in all of the country on paper right now. They, in that October 12th game, is going to tell us whether or not they win the Big Ten. But they are one of the teams that is in that conversation of that caliber, mm-hmm. for a national title contender.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.